Now, turn to test 2, questions 7 to 11. Look at the 5 statements for this task. You will listen to an interview. Decide if each statement is true or false. For questions 7 to 11, choose T if the statement is true, according to the text, and F if it is false. Now, you will have 20 seconds to look at the statements for task 2. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Are you a coffee lover? Lots of people just couldn't live without it. What can be better than a cup of coffee on your way to work? But how often do you think about the results of this love? The recent research states that less than 1% of disposal coffee cups are recycled. Paper cups are difficult to recycle because most of them have a thin plastic lining making the cups waterproof. As a result, there is too much waste for something made to last for only one use. Another issue is the amount of energy needed for creating an item that is used for a couple of minutes. But the main concern is about the health implications of using disposable cups, especially for hot liquids. Plastics and other ingredients used in cups may be ingested along with your drink. One of the solutions is to encourage people to take coffee into their own reusable cups. This can be done by introducing a little tax using disposable cups. By taking these measures, in the near future, society hopes to raise an environmental awareness. Another way to resolve this problem can be to oblige coffee shops to recycle as many coffee cups as possible. The current situation is very few of coffee shop chains collect old cups and sort them out for recycling. But will it help if people usually have their coffee on the go? And shops are not the place where coffee cups end up. Improvement of recycling infrastructure should become a key issue with special bins and collection points clearly marked for coffee cups. So, only joint efforts can solve the problem of paper cups.
Now, listen again.
Are you a coffee lover? Lots of people just couldn't live without it. What can be better than a cup of coffee on your way to work? But how often do you think about the results of this love? The recent research states that less than 1% of disposal coffee cups are recycled. Paper cups are difficult to recycle because most of them have a thin plastic lining making the cups waterproof. As a result, there is too much waste for something made to last for only one use. Another issue is the amount of energy needed for creating an item that is used for a couple of minutes. But the main concern is about the health implications of using disposable cups, especially for hot liquids. Plastics and other ingredients used in cups may be ingested along with your drink. One of the solutions is to encourage people to take coffee into their own reusable cups. This can be done by introducing a little tax using disposable cups. By taking these measures, in the near future, society hopes to raise an environmental awareness. Another way to resolve this problem can be to oblige coffee shops to recycle as many coffee cups as possible. The current situation is very few of coffee shop chains collect old cups and sort them out for recycling. But will it help if people usually have their coffee on the go? And shops are not the place where coffee cups end up. Improvement of recycling infrastructure should become a key issue with special bins and collection points clearly marked for coffee cups. So, only joint efforts can solve the problem of paper cups.
That is the end of task 2.